Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we love to get our hands dirty with the source material you send us.
I love it.
And this one is no exception. This time we're looking at Pasted Text Chapter 5, all about credit repair hacks.
Oh yeah, it's going to be good.
Now I know you're out there somewhere, listener, and I have a feeling you sent us this one because you're ready to supercharge your credit score.
Maybe.
Or maybe you just love leveling up your financial game.
Always a good idea.
Either way, get ready for some serious strategy because we're going to uncover some pretty interesting hacks in here. Like, did you know you could potentially boost your score just by reporting your rent payments?
It's true.
And even something called pay for delete, where you can actually negotiate with creditors to erase negative marks.
Now we're talking.
I'm ready to dive in. Are you?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, let's kick things off with hack hashtag 14 consolidating bills on a single credit card. So on the surface, it sounds pretty simple, right? Combine all your payments onto one card. But I'm curious, is there a deeper strategy at play here?
Oh, there's definitely more to it than just convenience. It's about creating a streamlined credit record. When you focus your payments on one card and pay it off consistently, it shows the credit bureaus a clear pattern of responsible behavior.
So it's like you're building a reputation for reliability with the credit bureaus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can lead to some pretty great benefits, like a higher credit limit or a lower credit utilization ratio, which can really boost your credit score. But here's the catch. This only works if you're using that single card responsibly.
Meaning what?
Meaning you got to pay it off in full every single month, no exceptions. Otherwise, you'll end up with high interest charges, and that defeats the whole purpose.
Got it. So it's like a double-edged sword. It can work for you or against you, depending on how you wield it.
A perfect analogy. All right, moving on to hack, hashtag 15, we're talking about avoiding excessive credit applications. It's so easy to get caught up in those tempting offers for new credit cards or loans. But before you jump on the bandwagon, let's talk about why hitting the brakes might be the smarter move.
Okay, I have a feeling this goes beyond just the risk of accumulating more debt than you can handle. What's the real danger here?
You're right. Debt accumulation is a big concern, but there's another factor that often gets overlooked: hard inquiries. Every time you apply for credit, it triggers a hard inquiry on your credit report. Now, a few scattered over time aren't a big deal, but if you're constantly applying for new credit, those inquiries start to pile up, and that sends a red flag to lenders.
So it's not just about getting rejected for those cards or loans. It's about the signal you're sending to lenders.
Exactly. They might see it as a sign of desperation, like you're struggling to manage your finances. And that can actually lower your credit score, making it even harder to get approved for credit in the future.
So patience is key when it comes to credit applications.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Now let's dive into a concept that's crucial for understanding how credit scores really work: credit utilization. Our source, Pasted Text, stresses the importance of keeping your credit utilization below 30%. But for someone who's not familiar with this term, can you break it down for us?
Sure. It's actually pretty simple. Imagine your credit limit as a pie. Credit utilization is the percentage of that pie that you're currently using. So if you have a credit limit of $1,000 and you have a $300 balance, your credit utilization is 30%. The smaller the slice you're using, the better.
Okay, that makes sense. I like the pie analogy. So it's not just about paying your bills on time. It's about showing restraint and not maxing out your cards.
Mm-hmm.
But why are lenders so fixated on this number? What's the psychology behind it?
It all comes down to risk. Lenders use credit utilization as a gauge of how well you manage your available credit. Someone with a low credit utilization rate signals financial discipline and responsibility. They're not living beyond their means. On the other hand, a high credit utilization ratio can raise red flags. It suggests potential financial strain or even a higher risk of defaulting on payments.
So it's about the story that those numbers tell about your financial habits.
Fascinating. It is. And here's the really interesting part. Maintaining a low credit utilization ratio can create a ripple effect, leading to all sorts of positive outcomes. Not only does it increase your creditworthiness, but it can also open doors to better credit options in the future, lower interest rates, higher credit limits, you name it.
It's like building a solid foundation for your financial future. Okay, this next hack is one that I think will be especially helpful for anyone who's new to building credit, or maybe feels like their credit history is a bit thin. Hack hashtag 17, using your rental payment history to boost your credit score. This one might come as a surprise to some people.
Yeah, traditionally rental payments haven't been factored into credit scores. But thankfully, that's starting to change. More and more landlords and property management companies are recognizing the value of reporting rental payments to credit bureaus.
So it's like shining a light on a hidden gem in your financial history.
Exactly. For many people, rent is their largest monthly expense. And just like paying your credit card or loan payments on time, consistently paying your rent demonstrates financial responsibility and reliability. But for years, this crucial aspect of a person's financial behavior was invisible to credit bureaus.
So how does someone go about making sure their rental payments are being reported? Is it automatic?
Unfortunately, not always. The first step is to talk to your landlord or property manager. Find out if they currently report rental payments to credit bureaus. If they do, great, make sure they have your correct information so those payments are accurately reflected on your credit report. If they don't currently report, don't be afraid to advocate for yourself. Explain the benefits not just for you, but for them as well.
It's a win-win situation. Now let's move on to a hack that sounds a bit like a strategic negotiation tactic.
Yeah.
Hack, hashtag 18, pay for delete. This one seems particularly relevant for those dealing with medical debt or charge-offs, which can be major credit score killers.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through how this works?
Sure. Pay for delete essentially involves negotiating with a creditor to remove a negative mark from your credit report in exchange for settling the outstanding debt. It's like a bargaining chip you're offering to make things right financially in exchange for a clean slate.
So it's a chance to wipe the slate clean, so to speak.
Exactly. And for someone struggling with a low credit score due to a medical debt or a charge-off, pay for delete can be a game changer. Imagine having that negative mark erased, potentially boosting your score and unlocking access to better credit terms and lower interest rates. But here's the catch. Success isn't guaranteed. Not every creditor is willing to play ball. And even if they are, you need to be a savvy negotiator.
Okay, so it's a high-stakes game. What are some tips for playing it effectively and avoiding potential pitfalls?
First and foremost, get everything in writing. Before you send any payments, make sure you have a clear, legally binding agreement that spells out the terms of the debt settlement and the removal of the negative item from your credit report.
So protect yourself. Make sure everything is documented. Okay, now let's shift gears from tackling negative items to building a solid foundation of positive credit. Hack, hashtag 19, emphasizes the importance of establishing responsible habits as the cornerstone for long-term credit improvement. It sounds simple, but I'm guessing there's more to it than just paying your bills on time.
You're absolutely right. It's about creating a pattern of positive financial behavior that demonstrates your commitment to responsible credit management. And that involves more than just paying bills on time, although that's certainly crucial.
So what are some other actions people can take to build credit in a healthy, sustainable way?
One option is to consider small personal loans. These loans can be a great way to demonstrate your ability to make regular on-time payments, which is a key factor in building a good credit score. Think of it as a test run, proving to lenders that you can handle a financial commitment responsibly.
So it's like a low-stakes way to build credit and gain experience managing a loan.
Precisely. Another option is to explore secured credit cards. These cards require a security deposit, which minimizes the risk for the lender and makes them more accessible to people with limited or no credit history. As you use the card responsibly and make on-time payments, you're building a positive credit history and establishing a track record of reliability.
That makes sense. It's a way to prove yourself as a trustworthy borrower.
Exactly. And let's not forget about credit building platforms. These platforms offer a variety of programs designed to help individuals establish and improve their credit. They often provide tools and resources to track your progress, and some even report your payment history to credit bureaus, giving your score a boost.
It's like having a personalized credit coach in your corner. Now, here's a stat from our source that really highlights the power of building positive credit. According to Pasted Text, consistently applying this hack, establishing responsible habits, could increase your credit score by up to 58 points. That's huge.
It is. That's a significant improvement that can make a real difference in your financial life.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about hack hashtag 20, considering professional help for credit repair. When does it make sense to seek expert guidance? And what should people look for when choosing a credit repair company?
It's like calling in a specialist for a complex home renovation project. While you can handle many credit issues on your own, there are situations where having an experienced guide can make all the difference.
So who are these credit repair specialists and what makes them so special?
Credit repair specialists are individuals or companies that have a deep understanding of the credit system. They're like credit detectives who can investigate your credit reports, spot any inaccuracies or errors that might be dragging down your score, and then leverage their expertise to challenge those issues effectively.
So they're the credit score superheroes?
In a way, yes. But it's important to remember that even superheroes have their limits. Legitimate credit repair takes time and a strategic approach. It's not about quick fixes or magic solutions.
So how do you know when it's time to call in the experts? What are some red flags that might signal you need professional help?
If you're facing complex credit issues like identity theft or a significant amount of negative information on your credit report, a credit repair specialist can be invaluable. They can help you untangle those messes and develop a strategic plan for recovery. They can also be helpful if you're feeling overwhelmed by the process or simply don't have the time to tackle it on your own.
So it's like having a dedicated advocate in your corner fighting for your credit rights. But I imagine not all credit repair companies are created equal. How do you find a reputable one?
You're absolutely right. Choosing the right credit repair company is crucial. Do your research. Look for transparency in their pricing, clear explanations of their services, and positive client testimonials. Be wary of companies that make grandiose claims or guarantee specific score increases. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
And always remember, legitimate credit repair takes time, effort, and a strategic approach. It's not about taking shortcuts or making false promises.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up part one of our deep dive into credit repair hacks. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's still more to explore. Join us in part two as we continue our journey into the world of credit repair strategies and unlock even more secrets to boosting your score.
Welcome back, everyone. We're jumping right back into our credit repair hack exploration from chapter five of Pasted Text. Ready for more?
Always.
Okay, so in the last part, we talked about credit utilization, that magic number that seems to make or break your credit score. We talked about keeping it below 30%, but I'm curious, is there anything more to it than just keeping your balances low?
You know, that's a really good question, and it brings up a common myth that a lot of people believe. Some people think carrying a small balance on their credit cards actually helps their credit score.
Really?
Yeah. But the truth is, lenders aren't looking for reasons to punish you. They want to see that you can manage your credit responsibly, and the best way to do that is to show them you don't need to rely on credit all the time.
So even a small balance can be a red flag.
It can, especially if you're consistently carrying balances across multiple cards. Remember, credit utilization is based on your total available credit, not just the balance on a single card.
Right. So if you're maxing out one card and keeping a small balance on another, your overall utilization could still be sky high.
Exactly. It's all connected. All right. Now let's get back to a hack we touched on earlier that's perfect for anyone who's new to building credit or has a limited credit history. Hack hashtag 17. Using your rental payment history to boost your credit score.
Yeah, this one's a game changer because for a lot of people, rent is their biggest expense every month.
Absolutely. And consistently paying your rent on time shows your responsible and reliable qualities that lenders love. But for so long, that info wasn't even on your credit report.
It's like a secret weapon just waiting to be unlocked.
I like that analogy. And the good news is more and more landlords and property managers are getting on board with reporting rental payments to credit bureaus.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So having those on-time payments documented is like adding another layer of proof that you're a responsible borrower.
Exactly. It strengthens your credit profile and gives lenders a more complete picture of your financial habits.
Okay, so how can someone actually make sure those payments are being reported? Is it automatic or do they need to do something?
Well, it's not always automatic, unfortunately. The best thing to do is talk to your landlord or property manager directly. Find out if they already report rental payments to credit bureaus. If they do, perfect. Just double check they have your correct information. But if they don't be afraid to speak up and explain the benefits for both of you.
It's a win-win for sure. Now let's move on to a hack that sounds a bit like a high-stakes negotiation. Hack, hashtag 18, pay for delete. This one seems like it requires some serious strategy and finesse. Can you break it down for us?
Absolutely. Pay for delete is all about negotiating with a creditor to remove a negative mark from your credit report in exchange for settling the debt.
So you're basically saying, hey, I'll take care of this debt, but I need a fresh start.
Exactly. And for someone dealing with a low credit score because of a past mistake, pay for delete can be a game changer. It could potentially boost their score and open up better credit opportunities. But it's important to remember that success isn't guaranteed.
So what are some tips for navigating this process effectively and avoiding any potential pitfalls?
First of all, remember, you're in control. You decide whether or not to pursue pay for delete, and you can walk away from any negotiation that doesn't feel right. Before you even contact the creditor, do your homework. Gather all the details about the debt, like the amount, the date of delinquency, anything that gives you leverage.
So preparation is key.
Absolutely. And when you're ready to negotiate, be confident and clear. Explain that you want to settle the debt in exchange for removing the negative mark. Be prepared to negotiate. They might not accept your first offer. And most importantly, get everything in writing before you pay anything.
Great advice. It's always better to be safe than sorry. Now let's shift gears from tackling negative items to building a strong credit foundation. Hack, hashtag 19, focuses on establishing those responsible habits that are so crucial for long-term credit health.
Yes. It's not just about paying bills on time, although that's super important. It's about developing a mindset of financial responsibility and making choices that reflect that.
So it's about creating a lifestyle of financial well-being.
Exactly. And there are a few specific actions you can take. One option is to consider a small personal loan. It's a good way to show lenders you can handle a financial commitment and make regular on-time payments. Think of it as a practice run.
Like a low-stakes way to build credit and get some experience under your belt.
Precisely. You could also look into secured credit cards. They require a security deposit, which makes them less risky for lenders and more accessible if you have limited credit history. As you use the card responsibly and make your payments on time, you build positive credit history.
It's a chance to prove you're a reliable borrower.
Exactly. And don't forget about credit-building platforms. They offer programs specifically designed to help you establish and improve your credit. Some even provide tools and resources to track your progress and report your payments to the credit bureaus.
Like having a personal credit coach in your pocket. Our source, Pasted Text, says that consistently using these strategies, building those responsible habits, can boost your credit score by up to 58 points.
That's a huge jump. Imagine the possibilities that opens up.
Now, before we wrap up this part, let's circle back to Hack, hashtag 20, seeking professional help for credit repair. We talked about the benefits of having an expert on your side, but I'm curious, what are some red flags to watch out for when choosing a credit repair company?
That's a great question, because unfortunately, there are some shady operators out there. It's important to do your research. Look for companies with good credentials, positive reviews from clients, and transparent pricing. Be wary of anyone who makes unrealistic promises or guarantees.
So transparency and a realistic approach are good signs.
Exactly. Remember, legitimate credit repair takes time and effort. There are no quick fixes.
Excellent advice. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this part, exploring strategies for managing credit utilization, negotiating with creditors, and even finding professional help. I'm excited to see what other insights we can uncover in the final part of our deep dive.
Me too. Let's do it.
All right, we're back for the final part of our credit repair hack deep dive.
Yeah.
Still exploring chapter 5 of Pasted Text, and I'm ready for more. We've covered a lot of ground already, from managing credit utilization to strategic negotiation tactics and even the option of seeking professional help. What else is there?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about reactive strategies, you know, addressing negative marks, managing debt, rebuilding credit. But there's another side to credit repair that often gets overlooked: proactive prevention.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not just about fixing problems. It's about preventing them in the first place.
Exactly. Think of it like building a fortress around your credit score, creating layers of protection to shield it from potential threats. And one of the best ways to do that is to become your own credit report watchdog.
Okay, I like that. So it's about being proactive and staying informed.
Absolutely. You wouldn't believe how many people go through life without ever checking their credit reports. It's like a ticking time bomb just waiting to go off.
So what's the best way to become a credit report detective? What should people be looking for?
First things first, you got to know what you're dealing with. You're entitled to a free credit report from each of the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, once a year.
That's right. I always forget about that.
Yeah, it's easy to overlook, but it's like a free annual checkup for your credit health. Once you have those reports in hand, it's time to put on your detective hat and start scrutinizing every single detail.
What kind of details should we be looking for?
Look for any accounts that don't belong to you, incorrect balances or payment histories, even outdated personal information. Those seemingly small errors can have a big impact on your score, so you got to catch them early and dispute them with the credit bureaus.
So it's worth taking the time to really comb through those reports.
Absolutely. Now, let's say you've done your due diligence. Everything looks good on your credit reports. You're feeling pretty confident. What are some habits you can adopt to stay on top of things and avoid any future credit pitfalls? Consistency is key. Think of it like brushing your teeth. You got to do it regularly to keep those pearly whites healthy and sparkling. Same goes for credit management.
So what are some of those essential credit hygiene practices?
Well, it starts with the basics: paying your bills on time, every single time. That's the foundation of good credit. Then keep your credit utilization low. Remember that pie analogy we talked about? Aim for 30% or less. And finally, be mindful of those new credit applications. Only apply for credit when you really need it. Every hard inquiry can put a dent in your score.
So basically, stay informed, be disciplined, and make responsible choices.
Exactly. And the payoff is huge. A good credit score opens doors to lower interest rates, better credit card terms, even better insurance premiums. It's an investment that pays off in so many ways.
This deep dive into credit repair hacks has been incredibly insightful. We've covered so much ground, from reactive strategies to proactive prevention measures, all with the goal of helping you take control of your credit and build a brighter financial future.
It's all about empowering you to make smart decisions and achieve your financial goals.
Expert, thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us today. I know our listeners have learned a ton.
It's been my pleasure. And to everyone listening, remember, you have the power to shape your financial destiny. Take control of your credit and watch your dreams take flight.
And that wraps up our deep dive into credit repair hacks. We hope you found it informative and empowering. Until next time, keep diving deep into the world of knowledge and keep striving for financial success.